Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you guys. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. I know you're having an awesome time. I know you don't have to tell me because you are walking in your purpose. And the reason I know you are walking in your purpose, because I cannot be in my purpose unless you in your purpose. It works hand in hand. We do all work together. Because if you're smiling and I'm not, I need to find out why you're not smiling. Because all of us have to have happiness. We all have to have joy, okay? So if you see somebody that's not happy, that somebody, you know, has a need, you need to go and see what's going on and make sure that they actually are walking in their purpose. That's what we do here at Good Deeds. I have the honor and the privilege of being your host. I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. And I know I was created to actually let you shine your light to the world. So, hey, we already know what I'm doing. I always like to share people's products and services, but guess the best thing is their purpose, their destiny, what makes them tick inside and what makes them actually feel like an awesome person inside. That's what I do. And see, that's what we do here on Good Deeds, to share the message of love and passion to you. But we have an awesome privilege and honor. You know, I need to really say privilege, honor, but I have to really say that we actually have an awesome, phenomenal, beautiful, phenomenal, amazing. I can say a lot of adjectives about the young lady we have with us today. She actually represents peace. She represents the community environment. She really cherishes being around and helping the community. You know, all levels, the kids, the adults. She wants to actually be the person that you can say she can be the role model. You know, a lot of people don't want to wear that title, but I know this young lady, she actually wears it and wears it with pride. We want to welcome to Good Deeds, the awesome, the fabulous Sun USA. Welcome to Good Deeds.
Thank you, Renee, for this wonderful introduction. Hi, how are you?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Uh-huh. You're great. Welcome to Good Deeds. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
Okay.
Is that better? Can you hear me better? My team said it's on my end. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you fine. How's everything?
Ah, great, great. You know, you have to make sure you're flexible with these earpieces. If one don't work, you get another kind of mic. Amen. That's what
Thank you so
need.
Much for having me.
You're welcome. You know, the thing about it, let's just start off, because I mean, some amazing things that you actually have done in your life. But, you know, I always briefly introduce the guests that's on, because we really want them to say from their heart. So tell us a little bit about yourself. And then we can get into the awesome things that you're doing in your life.
Indeed. Thank you so much once again. Just want to say thank you for having me at your show, and thank you for the VIP Events Concierge CEO founder Larry White for making this possible. Well, my name is Nereida Lobo. I was born and raised in Cape Verde Island. It's on the west coast of Africa. I'm 24 years old. And as you may know, I was crowned as Miss Africa USA this Saturday, and I'm so excited for this journey that I am about to embark on. And I'm excited to share with you guys today some of my passion and what actually motivated me to join Miss Africa USA pageant.
That's amazing. She said she just was crowned, so this is fresh. Isn't that amazing? But you know, I got jitters all just by you saying that. I want to go back a little bit, because a lot of people don't share a lot of times. They're growing up. Could you tell us how did that, you know, because we all know we have things up and down, we know that, but tell us a little bit about, you know, your growing up experience.
Well, growing up in Cape Verde, I was raised in Lombatontun, which is a village in my island. As you may know, Cape Verde has 10 islands, and I'm from the smallest island. So growing up there with my youngest sister, Helena, It was really hard, because, you know, our family didn't have much, but the little that they had, they always, you know, gave us the love and the caring. But it was very hard when it came to education, especially going to school for me and my sister, I had to share my notebook, and as I expressed it on my video, on my platform video for Miss Africa USA, it was something that was very hard for us because all the time I'll have to share my notebook with her, and sometimes we have to borrow books to complete our assignments from other friends of ours that had that because we didn't, our parents didn't have a way to buy it for us. So it wasn't that easy growing up in Cape Verde, but with the faith in God, everything worked out well. You know, had the opportunity to come to the United States and get a better education and a better opportunity for me and my sister, which is something I'm very grateful for.
Yes, I agree with that. I can kind of relate a little bit, just slightly. I grew up in poverty as well. And I know you probably had this, the statistics was everywhere, you know, saying you weren't going to do this. And people actually were saying those things actually directly to me. And I know you went through that experience. Talk just a little bit, because I know people that I actually have millennials. I have, you know, we have all the generation, what they call X, Y, and Z, whatever, all type of demographics that listen to the broadcast. Can you speak a little bit on, I mean, when you know, what you went through, you had to share this with your sibling, you had to share that. But what was inside that you can look back and reflect that it, you know, helped you to keep moving forward to now what you are right now?
One thing that I can say that always kept me moving, it was, like I explained on the video of my platform, I don't know if anybody got the chance to see it on the on Facebook. One thing that I always felt that fit inside of me, that things will get better. You know, it wasn't easy. Most of the time, sometimes I run out of my notebook, and I remember times where I had to rip the flour sack or the sack of what we had sugar in it, and we have to rip it, me and my sister, to do some drawing so we can save our notebook. But I always had that faith that things would be better, and that was what kept me going. And it's not until I was 10 years old that we got the opportunity to come to the United States. But I always have that faith that, you know, it's going to be bad. It's not always going to be like this. So that's what kept me moving and kept me going till this very moment.
Now, that's powerful right there. That's something that we need to take a lot of, I mean, we need to replay this to several people to let them know you can make it. You just got to, you can't stop. You got to continue to move forward.
Yes, and have the faith always that things will work it out, will work out itself out.
Amen. That's it. Woo, that's it. You know, with being in a pageant, I know that because I actually have had the opportunity this year, actually the first of the year, being in Miss Corporate America that was in Orlando, Florida.
Wow.
And, you know, I had to begoat myself. I did win the Audience Choice Award. So I was grateful I won that.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. But but behind the scenes is a whole other level. But tell us what inspired you to actually, you know, because you had to send the application and you had to get all the things ready for actual participate. What actually do you think that inspired you to just actually move forward to actually participate?
First and foremost, thank you for the question. Before I start answering, I just wanted to say thank you to the organization itself for always supporting all of us and all the girls. What really inspired me to join Miss Africa USA was the fact that it gives us a voice to talk about our platform. And I saw a great opportunity then that said, I want to go out there and tell people and bring an awareness about my platform. What is it that I'm trying to do to help kids, not just in Cape Verde or in Africa, but around the world as my ultimate goal. So I was very excited to join this organization, and I want to thank them for the opportunity that it gave each one of us to talk about our platform. So it was something that really inspired me to join more. It was my platform.
Wow. I let me ask you this, because this was a lot of things that I could truly say. Well, first of all, that was my first time being in second time, actually, that I being in a pageant. Talk about the, because people don't realize this, because, yes, okay, it is a pageant. It's somewhat of a competition. But what I truly enjoyed is meeting so many ladies from different, you know, different walks of life, different locations. And also we actually had to work together with teamwork to actually make the overall event successful. Can you speak on that? Because a lot of people don't see that. When you look at the different pageants, you know, you always think that, you know, I'm doing my thing, you doing, but it is some form of teamwork that has to take place as well.
Yes, you are correct. One thing that I really, from the day one when I applied to Miss Africa USA pageant, and they were talking to us, you know, in the conference call about the sisterhood and the, you know, the empowerment and. As soon as I arrived that day on the hotel and I got to meet the girls, learn about different cultures, and which was an amazing thing. And at the end, it kind of grew that sisterhood as well. We were there helping each other, staying up late night, practicing the dance, our speech, and how we're going to, you know, do everything, the performance and the stage. And in the meanwhile, those were happening, we kind of got build that sisterhood there. You know, that no matter what happened after this pageant, we're still going to continue that friendship. We're still going to continue to empower one another and help one another. And that's the thing that I really enjoyed about this this experience with Miss Africa USA pageant. We build that sisterhood and that empowering one another, inspiring one another to keep working on our platform, regardless of who win the crown or not. So that's something that, you know, I really found it amazing. And it's something I'll always remember, this experience in Miss Africa USA.
Yeah, I can relate to, yeah, oh, wow. Miss Africa USA, that's amazing. You know, you touched on something, you know, you have to work on your speech, you have to do, mm-hmm. I'm a tall young lady, and I mean, when I did the dance part, I had to be in the back, but we actually had to do, white pants and what purple? I think it was it? Oh, purple pumps and purple shirt. But it's ladies and gentlemen, it's amazing when everybody has to look like one person dancing. That's the thing that was so powerful.
And the dance was never too easy to learn. We had to stay up like late to just learn that dance. And I was like, I'm gonna be in the back, so let me just. Try to learn this dance as fast as I can, because even though I'm in the back, but people are still seeing it. But it was really
That's
amazing.
Right.
It was a night. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, even though I'm being tall, I was tall. You know, I am tall. That I was the second one come out on the stage. So I mean, it's amazing how we have to walk in those high heels, men. I know. It's amazing, but the experience is just amazing of the teamwork, the sisterhood. That's what I really enjoy.
That's what I really enjoy myself too. Yeah, that's something that you can never forget. Those late night practice that, you know, that when you want to give up, but your sisters, your friends are around you saying, "You got this. Let's just do it one more time. We got this." So it's definitely a wonderful experience.
Mhm. And then, you have to, it's just with elegance and grace, ladies and gentlemen, that experience. It's just amazing, you know, to experience. But let me ask you something. When they, you know, I have to ask you, because when they call my name, oh, they got a photogenic picture of me, because I didn't even hear my name when they called me. But what was going through your mind? Hopefully you didn't go through what I did, but did you actually, you know, say, okay, that was my name they called. What was that kind of experience when they actually, you know, called your name and then they had to put the awesome, amazing crown on?
Oh, wow. I feel like I'm playing all those moments back in my head. For the top 10, the whole time before I go on stage, the whole time I'm just saying to myself, faith, not fear. That's something that always kept me, you know, going, you know, don't be nervous, you know, relax, you know, just have faith. So every time, like when they called top 10, my name was the last to be called, you know, but deep inside, I'm just like, I'm nervous at the same time. I'm like, have faith. And then top 10, I was called. And then when they called the top five, and I was the last to call, and I was like, okay, faith, keep, you know, relax, just have faith. I'm just standing there smiling and just, you know, very confident and stuff. But then Dr. Renee, it didn't hit me till I'm actually holding the hand with Miss Guinea, a beautiful, talented young woman, and I'm holding her hand, and all I can remember, I couldn't, it's like everything around me got blocked. I couldn't hear anything. And then I'm holding her hand, and then she starts smiling, and then I'm just like, okay, what just happened? And then I'm looking around, people are clapping, and she's walking towards the MC, you know, to get the flower and stuff, and I'm like, am I the winner? Everybody's clapping. Am I the winner? It was an experience that I can just look back and tears would just still fall into my eyes, and I'm just like, God, did I make it? But it was, wow, it was really a wonderful, wonderful experience. At the same time, very nervous and stuff, but I got it through, and it was just, you know, walked by faith, you know, and not having fear at all.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, she just gave you a life lesson. Two things I just want to point out. She said, don't, you know, when fear come up, say, no, you have faith. But the thing about it, you will have a sense of nervousness. Now, that's different than fear. So we got to remember when something difficult comes up, no fear, faith is the substance, right?
Yes.
Of things hoped for,
yes.
The evidence of things not seen.
Ooh, yes,
girl,
that is.
Ooh, she got me going now. Okay, I'm going to be good. Let me ask you, because this is what a lot of times the millennials ask these questions. And you know, we want to know as well. But they always want to know, because this is what the millennials are really asking for, is having a role model. Who was your role model? And now, since you have this awesome platform of being Miss Africa USA, are you okay with saying you're going to, you know, you're a role model? I mean, I know that's a hard thing to say, oh, but, you know, that's what the millennials and the world needs entirely. Tell us who's your role model and elaborate on you accepting that as well.
Well, one of my, by all time, role model will have to be my mother, Eugenia. She has been a person that played an important role in my life, and I always look up to her. She's very ambitious and very hardworking woman. No matter the circumstance that life throws at her, she always carry herself up and continue on fighting, continue on going out, finding jobs so she can provide for me and my little sister, and continue to finding ways to make things work so we can have a better future. She left us in Cape Verde when we were 5. I was 5, my sister were 4, just to come to America to look for a better opportunity so she can give us a better life. And that is something that I'm like, if my mom did this, I can even do even more. So she's really the person that I can say she's my role model. Every day I go by, I say I want to be just like her. You know, I ask God to just, you know, bless me and continue to guide my path and make me be a better person each day. And she's somebody that inspires me a lot because she's a very hardworking woman. And like I said, always the faith, go by faith, not fear. She taught me this, always have faith. And whatever circumstance that you go through in life, God will always make its way if you continue on having faith in him. So she's really the person that inspires me and that I look up to a lot.
Mhm. That's amazing. I know that, mom. Whew, that's powerful. And you know, and now at this point, especially now at the stage that you're in, you're so many people will be looking to you as well as, you know, just the things that they need to do in life, just for hope. And you know, with that being said, you know, we always have to say that, you know, we all have ups and downs. We all have challenges. You know, if someone has to ask you, I usually don't like to ask people that because I know all of us have some kind of challenge. But what, the thing is, sharing your testimony helps people. And you know, can you talk a little bit about that? What you think is just a challenge, or just what we have a challenge in general? I guess we could say for the whole world.
Each one of us, every day we go through different challenge. My challenge may be different for, you know, other people, and their challenge may be different for other people. But the one thing that we all have to look into is no matter what challenge that we go through in life, we always have to find that hope inside of us, that faith inside of us to just keep moving, you know, that no matter what circumstance that we go through, to have the faith that it will turn out well, you know, it will work out itself. Because there's nothing that's going to stop. You're going to, like, to climb a mountain, for example, that's one example that I have to, that I always tell people, is not easy. But once you're at the top and you look at the view, it will be worth it. So no matter what you're working towards now, you may be working towards your degree. You may be going through a process of getting hired in a job or, you know, no matter what is it that you're facing right now, just always have that bigger picture at the end. Like, oh, this, how is this going to turn out to be? And that's something that will keep you, you know, keep you drive going. It will keep you motivated to keep trying harder and harder, that no matter what happened, you're going to get there because you have that overall picture. You have that big picture ahead. So this is something that I would like to, you know, share with everyone, that no matter the circumstance that you're going through, no matter, you know, the challenge that life throws at you, always keep moving and have faith in God. And I guarantee you that you're going to get to your destination that God has for you.
That's all right. That's amen. That's a public service announcement. That's true. Oh, wow. That's so powerful. Wow. You know, you represent an awesome organization, and we have to, you know, talk about that with the Little Crowns. Tell us a little bit
yes.
more about that and how we can actually support you in that as well.
Wow. My Little Crowns, I call them my little babies, my little kids. It was actually the name was found through my journey to Miss Africa USA. Many people ask me why Little Crown. Little symbolized the kids, and then the crown symbolized the achievement, because I believe every child deserves an opportunity to be educated, and by being educated, it helps them to escape poverty and have a better future. Little Crown focused on its mission to provide educational materials to kids in less privileged communities. So I'll be doing is go to my country, which is one of my first goals for this year, before the year ends, is to go to the school in my village and bring backpacks and school supplies to the kids there. So Little Crown focuses on nurturing our future leaders, because I believe the kids now, they're the future of tomorrow. So we must help them and prep them now at a young age and provide them with the tools they need to succeed in school. So that's something that I'm highly passionate about. I'm really focused on this organization. And if anyone wants to help out, they can visit my GoFundMe page that I have up right now to collect money so I can buy the school supplies. I'm also going to be sharing some of the location where they can drop backpacks or any school supplies on my Facebook page, Nereida Lobo.
Wow, that's powerful. And, you know, it's nothing like giving back. Oh, wow. It's amazing just
yeah.
to, you know, take the needs away and also the smile on a child's face. I that's one of my deep passions as well. That gets me going. That's one of my things. You know, time goes by so quickly here. First of all, we want to say one thing. We want to, you know, great appreciation for what you do and for being in your purpose. You know, Miss Africa USA, that is just, I just love saying that, and I just thank you so much for just being in your purpose, because you inspire so many people. Oh, God, it's so powerful. But we also want to thank Mr. Larry White Sr., you know, the
yes.
VIPE events concierge for the, you know, just the connection. And that's his thing. He loved connecting people, so I really appreciate that he entrusted me. You know, let me tell you, that's a serious thing when someone connects with someone, that he entrusted my
mm-hmm.
character that to actually that I would take care of the people that he referred to me to you know, to be on the radio show and the other platforms I have. So I really appreciate that. I have to give him a shout out, Rick, for that.
Oh yeah.
So, yeah,
thank you so much, Larry.
Yeah. Whatever else you want to say, whatever's on your heart, because I know you're just
mm-hmm.
bubbling at this stage of the awesome, just celebration. And let us know how we can support you one more time. And we just thank you so much for taking time out of being here with us on Good Deeds.
Thank you so much, Renee, for having me here. It's an honor. And, to get to tell people about my platform, what is it that my passion is. And also, I want to give a special thank you to VIP Events Concierge CEO and founder Larry White. And I want to give thank you to Miss Lady Kate and Gloria and all the staff of Miss Africa USA for all the help and support. And I want to tell everyone, if you want to be able to help me on this journey to help change other kids' lives, you can visit my GoFund page, Nareda. And also you can follow me on Facebook, Nareda Lobo, N-E-R-E-I-D-A, space L-O-B-O. I'll be sharing next week the location where I'll be dropping some box so we can collect backpacks and school supplies. And I really appreciate an event. I want to say thank you to everyone that's, helping me out and giving me the support. And also, I want to encourage everyone, whatever dreams you have there in your heart, whatever passion that you have, just keep working for it, and God will bless you, and you'll get there. I just want to say thank you one more time, Dr. Renee.
Oh, that's so sweet. Where's that child? Thank you. That just made me feel blessed there a little. The thing about it is what you guys don't realize, all the knowledge and wisdom that she shared with us. I mean, and forgive me, but she's a young lady, and a lot of things that she has said with us here on Good Deeds Radio is a lot of things that some people have not achieved in their life at this point. She's telling us not to give up. She's telling us that to have faith, not fear, that we actually can have hope, that we actually need to make sure that you give back because, all of us need to give back and help somebody else. Because I said in the beginning of the show that if you're not in your purpose, I'm not fully in mine as well. And so we shouldn't be out have the wrong motive. We need to bond together to make sure everybody has hope, everybody has, a smile on their face, regardless of what the day
yes.
is. And we just
yes.
thank you. Oh, God.
Miss
Africa,
like,
USA.
Renee, you're definitely the best. I really applaud you for, continue doing this show and empowering young youth and everybody. Because you never know what someone is going through in their day, but listen to your radio show and listen to those powerful words, it really motivates because I'm all about motivating people and motivating myself. And what you're doing is an amazing job. I applaud you for that and keep doing the great work. And I know God is going to bless you so you can touch many other people's lives. And thank you once again for having me and Good Deeds Show.
Oh, you're welcome. You actually bring back memories. I'm going to have to go look at my video of when I was in the pageant. So that makes me
oh, my
feel
God. I would love
so
to
good.
See them. Please share them on Facebook. I would love to see them. And I'm pretty sure everybody else would like to see them also.
Well, I will do that. But we thank you so much for being here on Good Deeds
thank
with
you.
Us. And if you need us
thank
for anything,
so much.
Don't hesitate to contact us.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate you having me here. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Woo, ladies and gentlemen, we had an awesome time today. If you want to know anything about Good Deeds Radio and Television Show, we're based out of Atlanta, but, we're international. And then we also have a publishing company. We have a speaking platform, which is Christian-based, and then we have one that's, it's still Christian-based, meaning that it's not you can actually speak on other topics from relationship coaching, purpose, business, but we have one that specifically that preached the word of God. Let me say that correctly, okay? But anything that we do and all our social media information is at our website, which is www.reneesunday.com. Again, that is reneesunday.com. That's R-E-N-E-E-S-U-N-D-A-Y, like the day of the week, .com. Let us know if you need anything. We do have a nonprofit organization that we take the need away, that we actually going to be doing a Shadow Me program the first of the year, where we match college students with business owners. If they want to be a doctor, whatever they have a desire to do, we're going to do that. All that information is there as well. It's Sunday. ReneeSunday.com. Again, that is www.ReneeSunday.com. I just want to let you know, you do have a purpose. You do have a calling. You have a reason that you were born. You have a reason that you're here right now. You have to do three things: believe, trust, and walk out your destiny. You have to don't stop. You have to what? Get it, get it. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. See you next time. Bye-bye.